to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
There's no audio playing.
Nope. You just start. Oh, you just talk. Start? Yeah. Like, okay. We started already. This is the, was the start.
Is this the start?
That's the start.
Hinda, what a minute. Did I do okay?
Yeah, yeah. You tried. That's good.
I tried. Also, Madonna sitting in for Mac. Everybody's here, right? Saul's here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What's going on? Novuza.
Hey, man. Yeah. Yeah,
but you're doing well. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you, baby.
I love
thank
the dreadlocks,
so
man. The what do they call them?
These
black going to grey.
Black going to grey, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Fanela, man.
Gia Bonger. Ghost Lady is here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey,
Dudu is here. Black Studio is here. Fact Checker is here. And Bans, Piwe Angu. Which one, my guy? Which one? Piwe Angu. There we go. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Long time, bruh.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Shit, it's a reunion of sorts.
It is, right?
Yeah. Been a minute, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You've been keeping well?
I have been. I've just been a little bit busy working. I'm trying to figure shit out outside of the employment chain, the self-employment chain.
Yeah.
Self-employed chain, rather. So I'm trying to just work, man. Stay to my grind, keep my head low, keep focused, build something.
Nice.
You know, y'all do what you guys do.
Oh, man, that's great.
Mind your own business every day.
I've been waiting for the call to be on the sex podcast.
Wait, dude, I've got a bone to pick with you.
A bone to pick with you.
Hi, bro.
Yeah, it's a sex podcast, Peter. Not me a hair for Peter.
Not me a hair.
Yeah,
it's not like they come ready for sex there, you know. It's engaging and talking about it.
100%.
No.
It's not that type.
Okay.
It's not that kind of party. It's not that kind of podcast.
No, I heard her saying
you want to give blowjobs from here to there.
No, we're
not that kind of party. You want to gift people blowjobs from here to there because you gifted him a blowjob, no?
Mm. Oh. No. Who'd be willing to take a blowjob on the thing?
No, we're not that kind of party. No, we're not that kind of party.
No.
We're not about to be gifting blowjobs anytime soon. Gyanqelani, please, no.
Okay, but you have so funu. Yes.
Yo, we're having a lot.
No worries, man. That's doing well. Nice one, man.
Yeah, man. Ghost Lady, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We've never met.
Wow. Yeah, it's my first time.
I'm also like, who's Ghost Lady?
Yes.
The secret safe.
Yeah.
No. That's her.
Yeah, nice.
Are you impressed? A lot of people tend to be impressed when they see her.
Well, I quite am. I mean, she does suit the voice. What I do like is that she wears her eyeliner the same way I wear mine.
Yes, we've got something in common. Yes.
Oh, nice.
What you got first, baby?
What do I have? We're already going to the question on the stories.
Yeah,
I still want to talk about Dini. Like, I have a whole lot.
Well,
I have a whole lot.
Let's talk about Dini, yeah.
Shoot.
Okay, last time.
I'm like, okay, when? Okay.
No.
The last time we had Uwaris, and also he had his pandla. So we asked him, like, what was his pandla for? Like, with his pandla. Yeah. So I'm like, Dini is like rocking like pandla after pandla, you know?
Oh, damn, yeah.
What's up?
So pandla zame for me are a reminder of the sacrifices I have to continue making on my spiritual journey, you know? And it's not just the sacrifices in terms of sacrificing animals and imisebenzi and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like just sacrifices in personal discipline, you know, in areas of my life that are important. For izinto zam ukuthi zihlale zihamba kahle noma zingaba kinqikongqo but zihlale zihamba ngolayini. So yeah, it's just that reminder. Yeah, it's a spiritual thing. Yeah.
So what speaks to the number of them that you have? Because I've seen like, you have quite a lot, but I've seen more on Kamsa. You and Kamsa could have a spandla band. Like, we're panga, now we're panga. I'm manga wakam.
You know, there's panda wars.
Yeah.
I call him Kamsa as panda, Vela.
Yes.
Well, I mean, for me, imisebenzi, you know, in a period of time. Before a one or two or three ziwa, and then eminye imisebenzi. So, pandla zam ziphuma emsebenzini.
Oh, okay. So, every time unomkhosi.
Makuthi kazi nje.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
And how long does it take for one to fall off?
It depends. Hey, these ones have been here for a minute now.
Oh,
they're taking a while. A minute is like most of this year. I've got these from Jan, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Is that last year's? The one fell by my car, I think about 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, okay.
It depends. Yeah, it depends.
So, Miss Siwa, what do you do, Ngaso? Like, you just chuck it in the bin? Do you bury it? What's the protocol?
I think to each their own. I mean, my protocol is to keep mine. And yes, beg him some. Yes, then we are covering in bill.
Damn.
Mm.
Wow. So now Mokshaba, is it like, because I know different people, some people buy la, some buy a bong. What reasons like umtangashabela for?
Minang shazing bong.
Beautiful.
Uyahlaba ugeza, uyahlaba ucela, uyahlaba nokuxolisa.
Ooh.
Yeah, uyahlaba nokufika nje ukuzithoba nje ukubonga. Mina ngihlezi ngiphandlela, mangiphahla ngiphahlela ukubonga, mangihlaba ngihlabela ukubonga. Angiceli kakhulu.
So there's a lot of people, because I'm assuming the only way you're going to know that kumele uxolise is if you go consult. So there's a lot of people walking around owing their ancestors apologies.
I don't think if you go and consult, if you're an honest person and you know that you're a shitty person, you know you've got shit to apologize to.
Imagine.
You just know. Like, you don't need to be going endumbeni and have people throw bones. Like, fuck that. Like, you're a crappy person. You know when you're an asshole of a person. You've got some shit to go pray about. You've got some shit to go and declare in the spiritual world to cleanse yourself and like seek apologies and apologies be bestowed upon you on your behalf.
Man, that would take some other emotional intelligence to step out of your shitty personality and say, man, I'm fucked up. I need to go apologize.
Yebo. Shitty people know.
How about those
people
who apologize and go back and do the same thing and apologize again? What does that?
Those are manipulators.
Oh.
But ancestors, I'm assuming they're not dumb. They'll.
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure I'm a close?
Yo, guys,
and if so, how?
When I was cut to wheel, but can't in.
Oh, it was my actions.
Yes, but can't in.
It was sometimes the results of my actions.
Yes, but sometimes uma unga mameli ngezenzo zakho zonke ziyama.
That's true.
You get to the end of izenzo. You get to the end of. There comes a point where it is beyond even your own power. You must just be still and listen to the change that is required of you.
Yeah.
And that shit is spiritual. I don't care who says what, but there is a power and a force that is greater than you that speaks so loudly in you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know it inside that I need to listen now.
That's true, yeah.
To learn. And the unlocking is when you have surrendered and submitted to being the end of yourself. Like, it is no longer upon me. Please help me.
Yeah.
Get this shit right.
Because I remember, like, I did consult once, and I've given the guy's numbers on this podcast, you know, and he told me something that there was no ways he knew, right? And I was like, yo.
It's then crazy.
It was like, oh, yeah, your mom and all of them are like, yeah, yeah, you fucked around, and they had to make sure I find out, you know? And they were like, they were like, you found out. You know what I mean? And they were like, all along, all the things that you went through, they were there knowing, and they were like, oh, well, but you did get yourself here, which I did accept, and most then, importantly. But they're still guiding you. They're still there guiding you, but they're like, okay, you fucked around. This is what you're going to need to go through. And when we eventually pull you out, you know better now. Otherwise,
And you know what the magic is? They are waiting. It's like even how God works. God is waiting for you to just acknowledge.
Accept. Accountability. Yeah.
Say yes. The magic is this. You need to hold yourself accountable. So because you have done the ultimate sacrifice. That's why those ones are just manipulators. They're busy doing ceremonies, apologizing, going back to the same behavior. No, you need to come to an acceptance of your wrongdoing and of your changed behavior. That's true apology. That's atonement.
No more Kiawanga, Anani, if you haven't slaughtered your own pride.
If you haven't slaughtered your own pride, thank
you. Hey, Shaya.
Chile, don't get yeah, it's gonna live.
Yeah. You can just go to have pride over my pubis. But if it's not your pride, then we're in the hour.
Drop the fucking
So yeah, that's how this shit works, you know.
I also want to know, so people, okay, since you spoke about your spiritual journey,
yeah,
like, do you take consultations? Is it, are you...
No, I'm okay. I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I think Maupuma Petroeni, you must be very careful because your people's lives are in your hands. You know, you are a vessel, esiras, and maso papela isn't, you're going to end up doing things that you're not going to end up doing, then your things don't go according to plan, and then you're going to tagat. So I don't want to be on the dark side of the fence with my spiritual journey, and to each their own. I'm still trying to understand my true calling, and I'm still trying to understand its truest placement. And I am here to help people heal from sexual traumas, emotional traumas, psychological traumas, and all of these things. I'm still learning and accepting that noma ngiphume phehlweni, and I've learned the Ngoma way. I am not a Ndumba girl.
Oh, okay.
You understand? So my practice is different. So I'm not yet open for business because I'm even still healing from the traumas from being inside Epetwen. You understand? So yonke into nje, I'm getting myself right because I'm not even trying to bleed on patients. People's healing is a serious affair.
Yeah.
To me at least, you know? And I'm very sensitive about that thing. I'm not even trying to be on some, here's my msamo, watch me pass that. No, no.
And also, yeah, just on, you see, you spoke about believing in God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you request from God, and what do you request from the ancestors? What's the difference?
So I'll speak for myself because I'm not too sure. Ukpahla is a very intimate process and hardly it has no witnesses. Mm. So I can't speak on anyone else's narrative, but my narrative is this. When I am in my God season, like now I'm in my God season.
What defines a God season?
A God season for me is when my focus is solely on God.
Oh.
The main source.
Okay.
I need to hear his assignment upon my life. Uh-huh. I need to listen to his calling upon my life. I need to isolate myself in ways that I can constantly be in a space to hear him.
Okay.
Right? And then when I'm in my ancestor season,
yeah,
I am asking for them to speak to God on my behalf.
Oh.
Because they are spiritual and because they transcend faster than a physical being, no wall can stop them. They are angel beings, right? Ngiyabacela ukuthi bayongikhulumela kumdali wezulu nomhlaba ukuthi nje nginakekelwe nami.
All right.
Inhlungu yami ibe ne ithola inzwelo inhlungu from his lap. So I speak to them like angels, and I speak to them like messengers. I speak to them like wisdom keepers because they know the journey. You know, I think a spirit is wiser than yours if you are still trapped in the flesh. The minute it dies, its value increases. See, so that's the difference between my ancestors and God for me.
Okay.
He is the main source.
Yeah.
I have them because he at some point created their bloodline.
Them, yeah.
I form part of their bloodline.
Their bloodline.
And they lived before me. They prayed before me. They had mantras and everything else before me. This is just a spiritual legacy that I have inherited.
Yeah.
The same way I would inherit my parents' money if they cared to. The same way I would inherit a sister's car if she left it for me.
Mm.
It's an inheritance. It's so deep. It's unique even.
Mm.
It can't be a blanket statement, almost like one size fits all. Yeah.
That's an interesting question. Why? What do you ask from them? And what do you ask from God?
Yeah, because yeah, I
ask for God to talk to me so I can hear him. I ask from them to speak to him on my behalf.
Mm.
See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Father, give me the assignment so I may know what to do with it.
And
I
then
beg,
the answer,
and that's all I ask.
So when the answer comes, in what way do you say, okay, this answer is coming from who?
The answer...
Can it be both?
It can be both. The answer comes from... You must understand, when we are praying and when we are asking for...
Yeah.
We have a package in our mind that we envision will be delivered at our doorstep.
Yeah.
But God delivers messages, answers, prayers in different packages.
Yeah.
So you must always be awake in your interactions with either people, spaces, and. Because in those interactions,
true.
So even through the touch of another human being, you may receive an answer.
True.
So always be alert. And that's why I'm in my God season, because I need to be listening right now.
Mm.
Yeah. I need not be asking questions. I need to be listening.
Listening.
When I've seen and I'm confident that I've listened and I've heard, then I can start asking for guidance.
Yeah.
And I'm very careful. I don't ask for things. I ask for substance that builds character.
Would it be wrong to ask for things?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not at all. If a thing is your need, yeah, go for it, ask for it, claim it, because that is what makes you feel complete somewhere in you. Mm. If you're going to ask for a car, please ask for it. If you're going to ask for a house, a property, please ask for it. Mm. But be careful that you're not asking emptily, if that's even a word. Mm. Make sure that you are also asking to be made into the character that can contain
that
and sustain the blessing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. That.
But I don't know, man. I sort of disagree with the, not disagree, but mm-hmm, I don't think, so of course our spirits, we have spirits, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we are all spirits, but we're still within the flesh. If you're fucked up on earth, well, how is it that you gain this automatic wisdom once your spirit is separated from your body?
Because all is forgiven in death. God doesn't punish us.
Yes, we're not, so not, our spirits are not condemned.
They're not condemned.
How are they now automatically wiser? Or is it because they've encountered God now?
I can't answer you because...
True, you've never been there.
I've not been there. That would be like automatic to go to. But what I wanted to say was I can't answer purely because I've not engaged on this subject enough with people that have given me substantial answers enough to be able to verbalize to you and contextualize exactly what the answer to that might be. But I can tell you I feel it, though.
Okay.
I can feel it.
But can you have like a fucked up lozy, you know?
I think there are turbulent spirits.
Yeah.
You must be...
perfect of a gozi sometimes.
Yeah, you must... careful who you're summoning.
Wow.
So that's why I'm going to tell you, Papa, because take your time with it and do your research in your family.
Mm.
Ask about who's who in the zoo and even your temperament, ask where you get it from.
Mm.
Even your character traits, ask where you get them from. Mfuzebani, ufuzo. You must ask. That's why it pains me when children are put up for adoption and they've got no source of reference of things that they might later find confusing about themselves. But I am glad that they have family to belong to, to nurture who they might be from the most organic source, which is your mother's womb and your father's seed. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, ufuzo is a big thing.
But what in the case where you don't know your biological mother and father and these are the people I'm raised with and this is the family I don't
think you must burden yourself about it. Don't burden yourself about it. That's what it is.
Mm.
That's what it is. Appreciate, see the blessing in having a family and a place to belong to, people to belong to.
Mm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't make a faff about it because you're going to steal some sweetness out of your life if you faff about it.
Mm.
That was taken away from you has been replaced. Appreciate the replacement.
Earlier on when she asked about like if, you know, do you consult? And then you said no because you're also going through, you're not ready, you're not there yet.
Yeah.
I don't ask for tagata. How does it happen that I want to talk about tagata? Like, are they born witches or... are they born witches and then there are those who are born to heal but found themselves crossing that line?
I think people are naughty men, so.
Or another thing, is it maybe sometimes it's the pressure of the clients? Because that's another one.
No, then you...
Oh, feeling client, that's
no,
influence
no,
in minis.
No. Yeah, if... No. No, yeah, if, a lot of...
There was a feeling influence the health minister, the minister of health, and then you know to Joe Park.
So that's too soon. We are right now with the health department. We are very skeptical.
Hey,
Kuzima.
Right
now.
They got conned by a kid with special. Hey, let me know. Hey, do you know that kid has got like went to school for kids with special educational needs?
Where?
Yeah, it came out today, the story. He doesn't have a matric.
No, yes, I heard that. I heard that.
He's always been a lost sheep.
He went to Bordeaux primary.
Yeah? Akanamalusi. He's a lost sheep. He's a lost sheep. Akanamalusi. I'm fine. I'm a tricky. Like, so they tracked his name,
guys,
right? Because his name came out.
TikTok is dangerous, guys. I think but, it's guys, wild. TikTok.
Bongani Matthew Lani. So they traced. And then he initially went to, do I have this?
No way, barcode. I'm a police barcode. You want to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ah. No, but that guy's got mental issues, guys.
Yes, because earlier
so.
On,
he's very mental.
Earlier on in his primary school life, Baba Mili to know him, man. He's got learning problems, difficulties. And then Bamusa to a special needs school.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, and then there he did, I think, 3 subjects, but also didn't do that well. And then Wapuma from the system, Wavela Saravela, adult school.
School. Hey, that's another thing. You appeared at an adult school, like something, it's like a school for the adults, basically.
Yes.
Like he disappeared for 4 years and then appeared. So why ain't appearing efforts?
I know efforts.
Already they denied him. Yeah.
You can't go into like, man, I don't get how, like, and also I think people must be held accountable, man. Like, who lives in that house with that kid? Because it's not his house.
Too many people need to be held accountable for that nonsense. Like, there's too many loopholes everywhere.
Yes.
Like, everywhere.
Wait, how does a person talk about a house? Which house?
How does a person pass through so many systems?
Yeah.
How does a person just pass through so many systems?
Yeah.
Never mind just the house, but all these systems.
I see this. We'll get to the systems, right? But within Enkini, when he's posting on social media that he's graduated, ubulele a graduation gown clearly because he didn't graduate from anything. Hey?
Does he not live alone?
These graduation gowns you can buy.
Even people that post themselves in scrubs, I'm always saying, why do you believe that content? Why do you believe it? Like, you know how easy it is to edit yourself in spaces and places nowadays?
He constantly had a stethoscope even, remember?
Crazy. I could be literally just in KZN, right?
Mm.
Just in KZN, where there's palm trees and a cute little beach. And then I could clip it with other videos that I found elsewhere and be telling you guys I'm in Mauritius in a bikini. People can rent scrubs. People can do this, do that. Like, that's the thing about social media. We're so gullible. We believe anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tabo Vesta is a perfect example.
Yeah.
He was in prison saying he's in New York.
Yep.
In Manhattan.
Bruh.
You know what I mean?
Yo.
Bruh.
Well, he's in the man's cell. He's not in Manhattan. No, but what I'm saying is, there's people...
Buttons. What do I press for you?
Okay,
anything.
Let him press. Just press, bro. Spearman, his arms are short.
Yes.
Please take it closer to him. Like, push it closer. His arms are really short. Like, he's got really short arms. Wow. Push it closer to him. You press. Because she won't know. She's not familiar with it yet.
I'm not familiar with him yet. Did you open it? Okay. Lovely.
Okay, that's
awesome.
The one. Gun. Max son.
I know. Mom told me the other day that Ziggy recorded that. Guys, I smoke weed, so I'm going to forget these, right? So you're going to remind me. Hold on. I'm going to forget you. I'm not even listening. I'm so terrible at my job.
You probably need 2 or something. Even if you
want. I scared of thinking, like, I got black coffee, Les. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Black coffee.
I got black coffee, Les. I simply. Yeah! Okay, back to the crazy doctor. Yeah. Yay, let's go.
What I'm saying is, Kanye, there's people who know this guy personally. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
There's people who know this guy personally.
Yeah.
Why didn't they hold him accountable? Where are the people who are his friends? Snini and I, he was coming out of a big Ford saying he just bought a brand new car. Remember, it wasn't his car, number one.
Oh my
who was
goodness.
The person recording him? Who was the person who borrowed him the car to lie on social media? Oh. You know what I mean? It's like, if Mbonu Neo manje uthi yena sekayi billionaire, what? I'll say, no, I know you're lying, man. You know what I mean? I'll go to TikTok and be like, man, I know this guy. He's a cameraman.
That's true.
You know what I mean? He's lying.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what about all those people? Like, they're fucked up as well, and they are as complacent and responsible as him for this lie.
Because
this guy went on to the department, I think, worked with him or used him as an example because he was saying that does he even have HIV? Because he said it's HIV positive.
But, yeah, he had a whole story.
His story is...
So I think there's 2 groups of types of people.
He was infected by a boyfriend, by an ex. yeah. like with HIV, and obviously it was a traumatic story, and because that's how is his rise.
Yeah,
was,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that okay? That's how he just.
Is this true? Because there's also pathological liars.
We don't know now.
There's sociopaths. There's pathological liars. There's so many different groups.
He would even enter hospitals. You see,
like, Sir Helen Joseph.
Yes.
And
kunomuntu okudala support umuntu ososeka khathele.
Yeah. Maybe they've given up.
There are these people in a person's life, you know, people that are just we can't anymore.
For them to be sane, it's at least they're not crazy towards us. I'm not crazy lapha ku internet, not us.
Not us.
Yeah.
Then there's enablers, I guess. And then the enablers, we don't know what's wrong with them, but they're running with this lie.
They're
hype men. Mm-hmm. I mean, for them it's exciting.
It's exciting, yeah. You know, like these white lies and stuff, and see how far you can take it. But when you start to prescribe medication, when you start to give diagnosis, when you start to tell people, and then you even launch your own pharmaceutical brand that supposedly is healing things and stuff. And so what was in there?
Can I raise my hand for this one? This is a classic example. I have to.
Rose of Chains, Papa.
Yeah, Dineo, you have to raise your hand before you talk, please.
This is so wild.
With radio, because it's a,
it's a thing that we do. Yeah. I mean,
with
come
radio,
on.
Because of it's speaking over someone on the radio sounds more horrible than now. Yeah, yeah. And now, obviously, someone will stop on you.
Yeah.
And also, there's no need because we're not out of time. You know, radio, that's one of the short spaces.
How did you feel, though, you know, about that whole backlash?
I didn't give a shit, really. Okay. I just got off Twitter and I moved on with my life. And this is exactly what I said to Saul. I'm not going to get involved. I literally spent the entire time, I had no engagement on Twitter.
Yeah,
I did not even want to know.
Okay.
That's how intense my focus gets.
She didn't even have Twitter on her phone.
I didn't even.
Okay.
I was just focused on what we knew was the truth, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I needed to focus on. That's all you need in life. So this guy is a classic example of what happens when people with mental illnesses are enabled and are not held accountable at an early stage of seeing that there's something wrong. Because people with mental illnesses are so intelligent, you must understand. I'm telling you now, because there are no boundaries in that mind.
But is it right to call, say,
guys,
because remember when this... Now it's even...
Nah, man, we know what she means. That's a PC term.
I'm not even part of the very overly sensitive people on social media right now. Like, you guys are going to have to, literally, back.
Yeah, that's just a PC. Because we know what she means. Yeah, we know what she means.
We must be ourselves.
Say,
We can't be afraid to be ourselves.
Okay.
And in the midst of ukhlanya kwami, ukuhlakanipha.
Wow.
Was I not having a meltdown just now in the month of May? What did I birth from that?
Mm.
Am I struggling?
Mm.
Do you see me suffering?
Mm.
Am I working? Am I saving myself?
Mm.
I'm fucking smart, bruh.
Mm.
I'm fucking smart. Not even book smart, whatever. I'm just spirit smart. Like, I'm smart.
Yeah.
There's something about umuntu.
I get what you mean.
You see what I mean? And unfortunately, I'm South African and I like isiZulu. So, you know?
Yeah.
That's just what it is. And when people that have mental illnesses are left to their own devices all the damn time, those people will manipulate you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will manipulate you because abaz boni bona.
Yeah.
So you need to hold them accountable all the damn time. You need to be barking in their ear, calling them out on their nonsense all the time.
Mm. But unfortunately, in this case, because of people were just glorifying him, thanking him, because remember, even when he has this diagnosis, or maybe he's giving people like what to do if you've got this, he would literally be reading these things off Google. So it was, I think obviously he loved the, thank you so much, doctor. And because obviously now it's like, I'm being acknowledged.
That,
you know, I'm being respected.
He needed that.
So that's why it kept it going. We didn't know. It was, again, I think it goes back to the people who are with him were supposed to hold him accountable.
Nah.
Or to even just stop the crazy and say, unamanga, we know what you're doing. Expose him for that matter.
I think you give him too much credit, man. It's just someone who's mentally disturbed. You know, I don't think we can get into that mind and try to make sense of things and psychoanalyze it. You know what I mean?
I
You're thinking of it from a sane a point of view and from a sane, sober mind. Yeah. He's how do you rationalize with, you know, somebody like that?
But remember how many people have believed him and really thought that he is who he says he is.
It's
and now they feel stupid.
It's unfortunate.
So obviously it's almost
some
like...
Some even bought Amma believes.
Yes.
It's unfortunate.
You know?
It's a hard pill to swallow now.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
It's a tough pill. For real. So now I'll take any beliefs you from you. Oh, no, it's a nuclear fire. They've got a pharmaceutical car.
It's unfortunate. It's a code, guys.
You know, how much the people who actually used these amapilis because they were too for umkaba, right? So, like, did it help anyone? Are there people out there who got the and they like, at least...
They probably have diarrhea. Isn't it a shit show?
Oh, placebo effect. Also, because he's going to say, umkaba, but listen, stop the alcohol, eat more veggies. And you, of course, will get umkaba. You know what I mean? Because of... It's not even the pills.
You actually lose. Because
but most of those pills, that's what they do anyway.
Yeah.
They tell you, they give instructions. It's a lifestyle change. It comes with the diet.
Yes, yep. Most pills are
that's
like
how
that,
they stay
man.
Safe.
Yeah.
On the legal side of the fence, you can't sue us. I mean, you know, we've already told you. Did you eat? Did you follow the diet? Da 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 da. Well, you didn't. So it's not the pill.
Yeah, it's you.
So, I don't know if this is, please just double check it, fact check. Apparently, there's a girl who lost her nursing job because of there was a conflict he had with this doctor. The name on this thing on Twitter is... So you can bleep that out, obviously, because it's someone's name, but for the for trying to help you obviously get to this case. But apparently someone, I don't know, there was a conflict. Either she was trying to call him out. She works at a hospital. And she lost her job. I mean, I'm holding it here, the thing. So
when,
I don't know how
this
true.
Happen?
This is in 2021. Mm-hmm. There's a stamp here that says 2021-03-31.
Mm. Remember when there was a strike, like a couple of months back, I don't know actually how long ago it was. And so he went, he jumped on the bandwagon of the strike for doctors because they were not getting paid. You know, like the doctors in your government hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he got the CEO of, I don't know, one of the hospitals, called him directly apologizing.
Are you talking about the same Lani?
Yes.
Lani.
Yeah.
Jesus,
that's crazy.
Lani.
So he's another bester. He's a medical bester.
Yeah.
Whatever's happening, whatever that's happening, you know, around, he would adopt that issue and make it about himself. So that's what he went on the and acted like, well, if it was definitely it was acting like he's also affected, has not been paid, whatever it was allegedly, and then chiggy, the CEO of the hospital calls him to apologize and say, okay, please contact this person who was in the HR department.
Oh my
and then
God.
It just fizzled away.
This is crazy. So I just Googled this. What do you call people that live lives that don't exist?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
You call them a fantasist. This is someone who lives in a world of their own and doesn't have a firm grasp of reality. They may have a mental illness. Narcissists and schizophrenics fall into this category.
Whoa.
On the other hand, T.S. Eliot said, humankind cannot bear too much reality.
Love T.S. Eliot.
Yeah, he's quite
I've measured my life in coffee spoons.
Ah.
That's T.S. Eliot line, yeah. She's that's been ringing the bell.
Ah, yeah.
to answer you, there's no other source in terms of the story with Khumole.
Apart from Twitter.
Besides
could be
Twitter.
Fake news, so yeah.
Yes. And then to just add on to the statement that Ghosty has stated, well, it hasn't been stated whether or not the department did sort out the issue. They just referred him to HR, but the video of him complaining was removed not long after.
Yeah.
So it could have been the fact that it was drawing attention that he did not need at that time, because it was back in 2020 or 2022.
Like, it's crazy because, like, with news, we're able to say, okay, a story may be all over the internet, but we'll always check sources and stuff.
Yeah.
But with this guy, just because he's a doctor who's on TikTok with 200,000 followers, even producers on TV shows didn't bother checking if is this guy legit, just because of the validation of, or he's been legitimized by social media, you know? So I think it's a learning moment, obviously, for everyone to just always go back and check the facts, no matter how someone has got a stamp of approval, especially from TikTok, really, you know what I mean? It's quick because now they're pressing charges. He's got lots of problems.
He's
number
got
one, the
problems.
Department is suing him. All these other, any company that has ever attached to them, to him is going to, you know, come for him. there's charges. People who he has given medical advice are at liberty as well to press charges. Then when he was caught, he made a lie and said his Sanele or what Zingelwa.
Oh my goodness.
That Zingelwa is actually a doctor who studied in Cuba. He's pressing charges for fraud, theft. Oh. So the guy isn't big shit. He could be going to jail.
Because 2 days ago, he was doing lives, you know, joining lives. I saw some clips. And I'm like, why is this guy even still talking?
Did you see the video of his that's making rounds, you know, Dr. Lani, of when he was trying to do a live and then they snubbed him during the live?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they canceled him. They deactivated his account during
the live. Of course, people were reporting him.
He was like, yeah, you know, I feel, and then all of a sudden, during the feelings, like, gone.
His next live is going to be in prison. And prison is hell. And so he might see his dream there because he might have a boyfriend named Joseph. Now he'll be in Helen Joseph. For real this time around. But on the real though, he might not even go to jail because he's mentally disturbed.
He's not, yeah.
So if he's mentally disturbed, as on Musa Evesco PC, obviously while serving his sentence, because he's not of sane mind. That's the thing. So what are the implications legally? He's not going to go to jail.
Well, if he does make it to jail, he'll survive.
He's not normal.
I think he'll survive if he does make it to jail. He'll be a doctor there. They need fantasy there.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah. I get a giddy fantasist. Yeah.
No, I don't even think he'll make it. He'll just go to a minute. Because in court, firstly, they'll say, let's take him for, you know, psychoanalysis or whatever. And then they'll diagnose him that he's mentally not okay. Because he's not okay. He's a cooler. Like, Dr. Akula, guys, like, he needs help. Like, for real. Like, Dr. Akula, like, this guy. But yeah, man, it's messed up. But I think as a society, we need to take a long, hard look at ourselves in the mirror because it's TikTok that made him, people made him, you know, asking for advice and all these things without checking. Right? Guys who always got a, doesn't miss a beat with a stethoscope.
No shame. He made sure. I think that was a big sign. Like, the way the stethoscope is, like, used, Hashem, it clearly, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, but it had to appear on the lives.
But it's crazy, though, how we just take prescriptions from people without verifying them.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's just his bag.
Yeah, we must check ourselves, eh?
Yeah.
We must check ourselves. Guys, we're too desperate, man. We act out of desperation in this thing. We need to chill.
Internet.
This month is mental
Awareness month. International, world mental health.
Yeah. And it says a lot. Like, everyone needs to check themselves.
We need to check ourselves. Like, have those deep conversations with yourself. Like,
even what are we engaging on social media?
Yes.
What are you believing?
And don't try to get a diagnosis on the internet. Be it trying to diagnose yourself or you're asking from a doctor. Because even on the radio, when there's doctors there, people call in, I've been feeling this way, what's wrong with me? That's irresponsible, guys. It's your life. Puza mapilisi from a muntu sanganayo, and then what now?
There's a trend of virtual consultations. Do you buy into it? Mina, I don't, I'm not sure how I feel about a virtual consultation.
With a medical doctor?
Yeah, like a medical doctor.
But it started, with COVID. Remember how, obviously, because of you can't, the face-to-face, you know, being that's when this trend started. And obviously, and it depends what you have.
Are you subscribing to it?
No.
I also don't subscribe
to it. I think there's certain things that can be diagnosed because normally I would doctor. There's times I would doctor like Bambi, like a big stethoscope.
And they just ask you questions.
Oh, that's okay, cool. Obviously, he's got a checklist of questions he'll ask, you know what I mean? That he asks this, it rules out certain things, etc. But that's from experience and his knowledge, ufundile, right?
Yeah.
So there's certain things, yes. But obviously, if I'm not going to ask a doctor online to consult with them. I need to be seen, x-rayed and stuff. So I think on certain instances, I would. I've never done it though. But it would make sense. For ifulunyana, you know?
Speaking about, still on the topic of our doctor, I want to come back to what you said about traditional doctors, ne?
Yeah.
And witchcraft. I believe that if you are the kind of doctor that can be persuaded by your client to do something that is unethical, you came into it unethical.
Oh.
In you, there's an unethical character trait that needs to be handled. We can't blame the patient. You understand?
I see.
The patient must be referred elsewhere and must be rejected. Not all clients are meant to be a part of your business journey.
Mm.
So, like, if you know that you're practicing white spiritual ceremonies, white as in it is ukhanya,
mm-hmm.
of the light,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't allow an evil presence to come into your spiritual safe haven.
Yeah.
And influence you, mm. deter you from your purpose and your calling, to prescribe wrongly. You're unethical.
Mm.
You're whoa.
You're I've unethical.
I've got a question. So obviously you're answering the question of abantu with gifts and then swabathakathi, right?
Yes.
It's like if I go to a doctor, obviously doctors know poisonous substances and chemicals and what can yeah. kill you, what you can't, you know, ingest. As a person. And you go to a doctor and like, doctor, mfuna ukupodi susbanban, usbanban. And then the doctor then you get, obviously, if he's found out that he's administering poison, they lose their license.
Do
some almost lose a particular license or goodwill from ancestors once you... and now have turned to black spirituality and its
practice.
Like
you've crossed over to the other side.
I believe in karma, yes. I believe that each dog has its day, right? I do believe that.
Yeah.
Each action has a repercussion, like without fail. I don't know when they come because... And you must ask yourself, at the rate that so many people are performing, like just dark things,
Uktwala.
I mean, even just... Like you run the risk of giving yourself vaginal cancer. You're putting muti up your vagina just so you can keep a man or fucking better. Like, for me, that's just wild.
Wait.
Do that. Yes. There's people that do that. There's people out there that are traditional healers that encourage this. They prescribe this. It makes me upset because we do so many wild things with such a beautiful, powerful gift.
What if in so that person's opinion, they feel like it's a good thing?
You must be careful which spirit you ingest. Maybe try brandy.
So people put things... But,
so stop dancing around in dark spirits and pretending to be a good healer. Kanti wena Maus prepare wena uenza izinto ezimnyama nawe.
But
ukuziqinisa in that regard of perpetuating
against that. But what if in that person's opinion they feel like it's a good thing? It's just
that's why
it's just to make the I don't know, just to qinisa indlu. You know how it would
that's
be.
That's fine. Asilwina.
You know, just like the same way men would consume something to make themselves, you know, have a better erection or whatever it is.
I don't think there's anything wrong with qinisa umuzi. As long as there's no dark things used, correct me because I'm not. If you're not using a dark. Force.
It's not a force.
There's
it's just that whatever you are inserting in your vagina.
That's why I need to
asil with you. You want me to call you all the time and you put a... Okay, let me not say it.
Say it.
No, I'll fucking phone up there, you know?
Cool, P-Manj.
I want to make a look queen.
Am I passaging?
Like, yeah.
Am I passaging?
But on the real, though,
On the real.
Is there anything wrong with protecting your space and your things?
If your partner doesn't know about it, guys, that's witchcraft. Yeah, come on now.
And it implicates them.
Ah.
Yeah.
What if... So you're taking the blue pill. It's simple. You're popping the blue pill. I don't know about it, right? All of a sudden, I'm surprised at this erection and it's becoming harder every time and more painful every time. So without communicating with me, you're creating a vacuum in our relationship for me to draw my own assumptions.
Yeah, that's
true. See what I mean? Mm. Assumptions are very dangerous in any form of relationship, be it professional, romantic, you name it. So if you're not communicating and I'm not exposed, I draw my own assumptions. Then I start acting differently because you're different. But your difference and your journey of trying to be different could have been communicated. That, babe, Mina, I think in your shola. You understand? You can have these conversations with your partner.
Yeah.
To say, I think in your
shawla... It's not even like you've got a partner. This is just random people you meet.
Like, you're taking the blue pill just so that you can have sex and it's a one night stand. Do you now owe that other person and say,
I used
the blue pill, or ngiphuze imithi ukuthi ngikwazi ukuperforma? You know what I mean?
I don't think so. Then we must question the intention behind what we are doing. Because the intention is going to set up your karmatic circle.
His intention is just to then have sex.
Then he must just have sex. But then there's people that have the intention to take blue pills just to get a rape bump.
Ah.
Jesus
Christ. I'm being serious. There's dark people out there. There's people that leave their houses with the intention to fucking rape tonight. And they will.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
That's why I say, check yourself. Asilwina bantu silwane mimoya. Check your spirit.
Yeah.
Why you are doing the things you're doing.
Yep. That's another level.
Because it's the truth, though.
Yeah, it is the
truth. So people who practice black magic, are they banished by ancestors, or are there still some spirits in the Maguzi that are still with them and that give them even more power? Just like if a doctor does some funny things, they'll take their license.
Mina manga shona, then I'll come back and visit you in a dream.
I'm just curious. And I like that about you. You know?
Yeah.
We need more people. If you don't know stuff, you don't know. No one can know everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. No one. So thank you for that answer, though.
I don't know. I have to die and come back for that one.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I then.
And I like that.
So remember you told us about Kifty, I think the 2 weeks ago. The guy who was being arrested for killing Tupac,
finally. Part of his murder, yeah?
Yeah. Do you know that apparently he has said that it was P. Diddy who paid him or sent him? So there's a whole rumor right now, allegedly, that... So it's about to unfold.
So Diddy could be going to prison?
I don't know. Like, it's just... It's a shocker. Like, yes, Diddy was... there in that time, you know, in that whole era.
Yeah, and there was a beef, remember? There was a beef.
Yeah.
And remember, I mean, even that diss song, Hit Him Up, I mean, Kamba, and he swears at them, like, fuck bad boys and everything else. So there was intention and a motive, definitely. So, you know what I mean? Like, what can you say?
Would we cancel Diddy, really? If Diddy is behind Tupac's murder.
But
What do you mean cancel?
I just want to ask I acknowledge Diddy. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I'm asking as a South African.
Are you a fan of Diddy?
I acknowledge him.
Okay.
I love him. And I love how so relaxed he is right now in his season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's like enjoying his money. He's living his life. And I love the fact that he loves Yanos. That's even better.
Shout out to Diddy.
But if he were to run the risk of being cancelled for being involved in a Pac murder, let's look at fan base and who's invested in who. Fans are invested in Pac. Mm. And that story and solving that case. Are people going to cry that Diddy's getting cancelled?
Mm, no.
I don't see majority people crying that Diddy's getting cancelled.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
And I love Diddy.
The Pac love is too deep.
That Pac love. And also that's just, it's like the Senzo Mewa trial. It's like you're waiting so many years for this trial to be resolved.
Yeah.
You want it to be resolved. There must be a resolution. Let's find out who killed Pac.
Yeah.
Who killed Pac?
Yeah.
Who killed Senzo? See what I mean? Who killed AKA? Let's get to the bottom of it.
Hey, man.
Tibbs, you know, I mean.
Tibbs, man.
Somebody who killed. You understand? Who killed these people? So there's an investment of emotions and people and the story getting solved.
Mm.
And if he's the man at the end of this of the resolve, could it be true?
Oh,
I wonder.
Yeah. I still say, you know, the judge will say, bad boy for life. Sent away. With the camera. Yeah, man, like, it is what it is, guys. You know, murder is something. Murder is murder, man. Like, yo, you know?
Murder is a mess.
But I will never judge someone if they still listen to Diddy's music and stuff, because music is music. And if someone makes a song, and this song reminds me of my 9th birthday, or it takes me somewhere special, or it gives me some sense of healing, and then it's revealed that that person committed something, you know, and hurt someone or killed someone, how that song speaks to that person, I can't judge them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because when they consumed that music, they didn't know that this guy has done this or is going to do this, you know? So there's also a separation of emotions. For me, when it comes to someone who is now revealed to have done something awful, and they also created work that connects with you spiritually, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah.
I'm with you on this one. And I think it also speaks to saying all things are resolved in death and all things are forgiven in death. Death is like separation, right? And if you're saying you have to separate your emotions, so this person has done that thing, but they've created this piece of art.
Which I've long loved.
Yeah, which you've long loved. There is that, okay, I'm just finding this out. Oh, that's disappointing. Oh, but this redeems him.
Nah, doesn't redeem.
Doesn't redeem.
This him. Lives on its own. It's, okay. It's art. It's, okay. It's, you know what I mean? It lives on okay. on its own. Like,
okay.
Man, it's just I'm not a Diddy guy, you know, or a big R. Kelly guy. I don't really have songs that are very close to me, you know? Mm-hmm. But say a song like Munewa, Love More Than You. I really love her song.
Yeah, you do
know?
Like that song. Yeah.
Or a lot of Xtava's songs. Yeah. Yes, Xtava, you know?
Xtava,
you a lot of Xtava's music carried me, man, through the darkest periods ever. Mm-hmm. It would be very difficult for me if Xtava now is found to have killed Tupac. You know what I mean? It's going to be very difficult for me because the music, for me, is as some songs are my safe space and they connect with me spiritually. So it's very different, you know what I mean? So that's why it's always weird, you know? So when we say we are canceling someone, you know what I mean? Legally, they must pay, for their actions. But the time music is something else also, you know? The music is... And I'm saying radio must play it or what? I'm just saying between an individual and the music. It's a personal relationship. You know, I understand radio stations not playing a Briggs or not playing an R. Kelly or if Diddy's found to have killed someone, not because he's a murderer. Cool. Mm. But I won't judge people who still engage with the work.
I get you. Mm. That's a peaceful way of living, eh?
Yeah.
In your head and in your heart, it's peaceful.
Yeah.
Mazingenga cool.
Ish. Hectic. Mm. But you know, you guys mentioned in that murder chat about also Senzo. Remember recently, Kelly Khumalo, there was a whole rumor that Netflix was offering Kelly.
I saw 22 million.
Yeah, 22 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no, Netflix has denied it. So just
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also the sister Uzandi came out on her Instagram. I saw, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, she had mentioned that she put that picture up of the headline.
Yeah.
And then in quite a long caption, I didn't read all of it, but I got the gist of it. She was saying that she's surprised that she always stumbles upon information about her life that she doesn't know of.
Oh.
You understand?
It's fake news.
So that was like, that clarified it. Yeah. Like, that squashed that rumor. Yeah.
But how would you guys, because obviously it would be very irresponsible for Netflix to give them such a deal before the case is concluded.
Yay.
Right?
I don't think so.
No. Because why I'm saying before is concluded, I'm saying before we know what happened, who's guilty, who's an accomplice in the murder. Because at the moment, we don't know much.
I'm still in disagreement with you. I think as a content creator, as a content producer, you're always on the sideline for the next big drop.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? So whether they are innocent, whether they are guilty, whether we end up, whichever way the conclusion of the case goes, there's still a story to be told there. A big story to be told there.
Okay, so... Yeah. Rosemary Ndlovu was in prison, right?
Yeah.
During her case, if Netflix went to her and said, sell us your story.
Yeah.
Nah? And then the verdict is that she's guilty and she murdered a numerous number of people.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be responsible for them to enrich her after she's taken lives and enrich her for her story of taking lives, her particularly? Because the story, they could always pay somebody else who's part of the story from their vantage point, and they weren't responsible for the loss of life. That's why I said it's irresponsible.
If
the case is wrapped and we know who the murder is, we know who was involved, and it's not Kelly, it's not Zandi, let them sell the story. You know what I mean? And hopefully Senzo's family gets something as well.
So
that's what I meant.
I get you a lot.
But it's not a true story anyway. So, yeah. I mean, it's fake news. But I thought it was fake news. Yo.
Fact checker.
Yo. Sorry, not please.
I wasn't looking at you. I was thinking. Oh. Just to give you context, remember that last year Netflix had released a documentary that's still going on. So I'm not stating that the allegations are true. It has been ruled out that they are rumors. However, it could have been a link, or whoever wrote that false information could have linked it to the documentary that was sent out last year.
How?
Late so.
Wait, I'm lost.
So
what documentary? The censored documentary?
Yeah, the censored documentary.
What about it?
It was released by Netflix.
Yes, I remember. I've seen it.
So what if they are stating that that all has a link? But I'm not stating that it's
true. That money was... It couldn't have been because...
Couldn't have been.
Yeah.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Kelly was... She was not on that docu, was she?
No.
Yeah, so she couldn't have been paid for something she's not on. You know what I mean? Because also she doesn't own the story.
And also that docu was so premature.
Yeah, that docu was...
That docu was way premature.
Like I said, way.
Those content creators were super excited and trigger happy.
Yeah.
They could have just chilled. Yo.
They could have chilled. Because we don't have all the facts. We don't even know the verdict.
But it's that example you made, Dineo, about how obviously as someone, an exec there at Netflix, they're just looking for content. It's like, oh, this is a good story.
You want to invest. Yeah. I think you want to invest. You want to be on the sidelines looking out for what could possibly work. Yeah. That's your role as a gambler in an executive position.
Yeah.
Especially in TV. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You are supposed to constantly look forward to where the money is coming from. Mm. And if you have a hot concept that can attract advertisers, you're winning because it's eyeballs and advertisers, eyeballs and advertisers. So they are always hot and heavy for it.
Mm.
Always sitting on the edge of the seat. What's new? What's fresh? What can we possibly do?
Have you guys been affected by the water crisis? You stay in Johannesburg.
I do. We are affected by the water crisis, actually. There was a change in my geyser. I don't know. Are they managing the temperature of our geysers?
For real, what changed in your geyser?
So I don't know. Well, my geyser used to be able to hold like hot water long term, like for all of us in the house to do like the school run, the early morning run, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
see what I mean?
Ready, huh?
And it's the people getting ready in my household are only three people.
Yeah,
it's my 13-year-old son, my 10-year-old daughter, myself. Guys, Amanza, she said, Ayapela.
After two people. Oh.
The first one. And we shower short, eh?
Yeah.
And no one...
I'm militant about the water. Like, quick, fast shower. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Ayapela, Amanza, she said.
And then sort of it's not close by the geyser. It's not just like anyone can access it within your household.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And don't check it out if they're not...
That is crazy, man.
If they're not managing our geysers in some way or the other.
Whoa. That would be
to manage electricity usage.
Yeah.
I've gotten somebody in. Oh, it's fine.
I'm not phone along about my phone. I'm just telling her about that.
In terms of the water problems there, I've not experienced major water problems.
People are experiencing water shedding, and some people in the coast of Johannesburg have not had water for the past, like, I think almost over 50 days.
No, which parts of Joburg?
That's inhumane, eh?
Which parts of Joburg? Can we check on that?
Yeah, please.
No, that's crazy.
That's inhumane.
I saw a strike happening. Like, people had even closed off because it was like, okay, this area, they'd closed off the roads.
That's
just
wild.
Because they're paying their levies, their rates and taxes, but they're not getting water.
I think I saw images on social media. I can't remember. I didn't read captions or anything, so they were really out of context.
Like the South Hills, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
I heard something like South Hills.
I wonder. There were these ladies that were also like on strike. Yes, ma'am.
We've got something.
Okay, to answer you, I'm not exactly sure if it has anything to do with your geyser specifically. However, Eskom has made plans on the 28th of September to actually control some sort of...
But testing
Oh, damn.
I'm telling you. I've been standing there in my house. And I'm like, they've penetrated us. They are here. They are here. In my shower. I'm like, I can feel them.
Yeah.
They are controlling my favorite thing. Oh, who cares? It's so upsetting they're doing that.
However, it's been stated that it's going to be implemented in 4 ways. So it's a program that
I'm so close to 4 ways. They're testing on me. I'm a guinea pig.
What?
I swear, we're the guinea pig area because I think I live about 20, 25 minutes away from 4 ways. That's a close radius, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like lesser when there's no traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about, in traffic, it's about 20, 25 minutes. Out of traffic, it's about 15, 20 minutes. So it's close enough. Right?
How,
yeah, I feel like I'm a guinea pig.
Tap on the visa specifically.
I don't know how they're going to regulate
it. It's like saying, oh, they are literally changing my pool water level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how are they able to get to my pool water level? You know?
I don't know. That's another level of engineering.
On, yeah, it's another
level. So how are they gonna do this?
In 4 ways.
Okay, so there's a program.
That went over
in
my head.
4 ways, wait. Okay, you have to deliver.
What you said, right?
You have to deliver the stats now, so you've started something here.
What she doing? I can't
say it. I tell you the
first. Fact check, I can't. What she doing?
Number one.
Okay. Just to give you guys a little bit more clearly, this is from the Daily Investor. It was published on the 28th of September, 2023. So what's happening is they want to implement something like a smart meter, which controls household electricity, the consumption for it. Mm-hmm. So in some way that will affect your geysers or your lights and etc.
Okay, we have installed a new smart meter.
Because also with the load shedding, it could be that there's load shedding. Maybe I'm not a man's man. Load shedding, no matter what you okay. As a she, someone, especially Epsu, because no one has been using them.
Mm.
So I thought maybe it's because
Aksu Poma. I think it's the solar system, probably.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The battery.
Because people will take it out of context. No, because we just had it installed.
No, it's fine. Yeah,
we just had it installed, and in all honesty, you must be careful with those things, eh? Because like my electricity has been trippy, and a little bit weird. And there's been, it might be it. And there's been a change in my geyser performance.
Mm.
It might be it. It might be it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they have to physically be there then in order to tamper with it. Nobody's visited me with a smart
meter. Yeah, I don't know what could be happening there. I don't know. But it's so sad people don't have water, man. That's
50 days, guys. Yeah. Well, flash
you guys. 2024, make sure we're registered in voters roll and voting.
But we have to tell the truth, guys. Our grandmothers are holding the country back.
Hey. No, but
No, they're not. Here's why.
Even our parents. Even a lot of our parents that are still alive.
Guys. Whoever they want to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's census. I didn't even know there was a census last year.
Yeah.
Right? I put them in an exercise. So, ang balik. So, abang balang. To answer you. The average age of a South African, I think it's 28.
Yeah.
From the census, the stats from the census. Meaning, we have more people who are young than old in the country. So, those young people need to get the fuck out of their seats, their homes, go register to vote and vote. Not vote on Twitter, not vote on Facebook, not vote anywhere else, on podcasts, anywhere else, go to the polling stations and vote. The old people can vote for whoever they want. But if the majority were on the voters' roll vote, then the old people won't have their way. So let's blame the young people.
Yeah,
okay.
So I disagree with you,
Janelle.
Okay, it's cool.
Next year, especially next year, we can never ever say that.
Start saying that.
Because it's about us, the young, or even there's even more younger people who can vote right now.
I can respect that. So,
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Old people, their minds are, they're my old minds. You know what I mean? We're young. Let's go register and vote. By numbers, we trump them anyway.
So we can register to vote.
The voting age is what? From 16, right? 18.
From 18.
Imagine. 18. How many?
So my thing is, okay, cool. We can register to vote, right? There's also
2000s can vote.
I want to open it.
Yeah,
so I want to check some stuff here. Hold on a sec. When we register to vote, there are many people on voting day that get distracted by many things, right? So there are I want to open this and I want to get this.
Okay, before, while you look at that, fact checker, please check how do I register to vote? So that I think we can share that. It's pointless saying people must go register and not tell them how.
Yeah, how to vote.
So while they're still here, let's just give them that information.
I wish
as well.
There could be easier ways. Can't you now even register through some websites, even online? Can you?
Is there no app to register
guys,
to vote?
Guys, let's put the link.
No, it's not online.
Let's put the link on
Yeah, now you link your vote.
Yeah, put a funny link, guys.
Put the link, please, to vote. Thank you. Please go vote.
You're registered.
And also, when you do register to vote, like, don't get distracted at the end of the day, man. Like, when it's time to vote, you know,
I don't think people, man.
People do, because there's things like funerals, you know? There's things like family events that fall on certain days, on that particular day. Then there's things like work commitments. That's how people fall off, you know. So we'll have a high voter registration. But then on the actual voting day, the numbers don't balance. So the voting equation doesn't balance. So there's different reasons why people will fall off the wagon to vote. But for those...
Can we hear those reasons?
Yeah. This is the document that I'm looking for. This is what I'm trying to find.
Okay, she's got some facts while you're still searching.
To answer the whole question of at what age, you can start registering to vote at the age of 16. Oh. However, you're only eligible to vote from the age of 18. And then you can vote online via emails, or you can go directly to the
IEC. Can't vote via email, guys.
I'm not voting. Register. Apologies.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
This is criminal.
I'm so sorry. You can register online via email or go directly to the IEC local offices.
There's no via email. What's the email? Are you going to put the email? What's the email? You can register via email, guys. Let's put the email then. You know,
let's help the chillers.
And then how do you check if you're on the voter's roll? I know there's a short code SMS. In my time, I used to check and...
Yes, they do send you an SMS.
Okay, we'll wait till you... I think it's very important till you find it, you know. Are you winning with the document?
Oh, man, I can't find it.
Because I'd love to see
it. I can't find it. I'll come back to it. I'll circle back to
it. Yeah, but that's voting. Kanye, any other stories you have?
Since I'm Kanye, you know? I'm Kanye.
Who are we voting for, though? I think that's a big issue.
Oh.
Ah, guys, my name are my parties. They've made their case. Okay. You know, we can't say, hey, I'm going to vote for Sibanibani.
Can we say, please consider it?
You can share who you're voting for.
No. I'm just saying, can we at least, if we're not going to be saying, okay, we can't say, go vote for this person. We're not campaigning for people.
Yeah, right? let's not.
But can we put emphasis on the fact that it's important to put good consideration into who you're voting for?
Mm.
Serious consideration.
You know, on Popcorn and Cheese, the guys chatted to one of the leaders in Rise Mzansi.
Yeah.
And, like, listening to their, you know, everything that they're all about, and I was like, you know what, this is something that is good to vote for, you know? So it's just those thinking beyond, it's nice to not just only know of the options of EFF, ANC, you know, DA. There are other options.
Yeah, there's Gayton, Patriotic Alliance. Action SA, Herman Mashaba. But they're part of the Moonshot Pact with DA, IFP.
Thank you.
There's IFP, there is EFF. I mean, EFF is very popular amongst the youth in campuses. Guys, everybody's got their manifestos up.
Exactly.
Decide and vote. Just vote.
So it's just nice. Like, invest, take some time, check out other parties, listen to them and see all their...
Ooh. Here's that thing, I found it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So these are challenges and reflections, right? Uh-huh. From the 2019 elections.
Okay.
No? We've got here, eligible voters, we had... 35.9 million.
So that's people on the voters' roll.
Yeah.
Who had registered.
Registered, 26.75.
Okay, okay. Oh, no, no, no. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. Eligible is eligible. Anyone over 18 who's South African. Yes. Okay, sorry, my bad.
Actual votes, and this is my thing.
And the voters
roll. Listen to the registration.
You said the voters roll, the registered voters.
Registered voters are 26.75 million.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Actual votes, look at this margin. It's freaking crazy.
The people who walked in
and
to the polls
and
had the black indelible marks.
100%. 17.67 million. Out of 26.75 registrations. Voted. Yeah, that's why.
So that's almost like 10 million people who got distracted or who couldn't make it.
Yeah. No, man, that's like 4 million.
No, 17 from 26.
From 26. From 26 million. That's a big number.
Sorry, my bad.
That's a big number.
Thank you.
And then we've got 6 million unregistered individuals that were younger than 30. We've touched on this, right?
Okay,
the young ones.
6 million under 30 didn't register.
No. Unregistered, yes, you're correct. Uh-huh. You're correct.
Wow.
Of the 17.6 million people who voted, 10 million voted for the ANC.
Oh.
Okay. 66% turnout, down from 73.4% turnout in 2014.
Oof.
And this is where we're sitting. My concern is we make the commitment, but we don't follow through.
We don't follow through.
That's why I'm saying put emphasis on when we are registered to vote. Let's keep the momentum within us.
Okay.
Let's like be in that mindset of engaging in our country current affairs at that level, that when it's time to vote, there's nothing that can kill that fire.
So
because change must come.
Even if they don't engage current affairs, they can see it in their daily lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if I want to span it, pay 350 from government, that should already tell you. Even if I was in the current state of affairs, you just know that we've got a government who are ruled. And this is my reality. So I think that alone is motivation to 100%. Go out there and vote, you know?
100%.
If you're happy with how things are, continue voting how you vote or been voting. If you're not, vote for somebody else. Like, you decide who you want to vote for.
Is it also maybe the time frame? Remember when you register, the momentum of register to vote, and everyone is like, oh. Then by the time voting happens, it's like maybe the drive now or the thing of saying, guys, go and vote is not as, you know, doesn't match the time when it was go register. So maybe also there's a fault there. And I think we must keep and I agree, the momentum must be, it's like, okay, now that we've registered, and those stats must come out and say, 30 million people, if let's say it's 30 million people have registered to vote, make sure all of you. So there's almost like there's another campaign that happens to make sure that's like, you know, that you are one in 30 million who have registered. Go make your mark now. This is the next step to make.
So I vote again. That's all again. That's voting.
That's voting.
Thank God.
That's register first.
Do you know that Will Smith has been separated from Jada? He ruined his life for this woman. Trying to defend her name. They've been separated for 7 years, she said now in an interview.
Oh, no.
How weak is that?
I don't even know
how
that.
How weak?
How weak?
I feel like he deserves it because you pretended. Like you say, pretend. So you see what pretense does?
Of course, for
you
the world.
You start overreacting.
A show.
You start overreacting. That's what happens. I feel like, okay, again. Yeah.
Now my take with this, Jada and Will, is that what Will is going through is not necessarily a unique case. How many people can share the same story, given an opportunity, and tell you that they've invested so much of themselves in a person that they believed they were building with, that they believed loved them the same way? I think as human beings, we make the simple mistake of expecting ourselves from other people. You know, like how we love, we expect that, and that loyalty.
And we expect it to be reciprocated.
To be reciprocated. Many human beings can tell you the same Jada and Will story.
Yeah.
Like at the end of really investing yourself, all you have at the end of the day as a thank you card is just a shit show. And it hurts. It really hurts.
Women mostly.
Women mostly.
And sometimes, like the ladies who get hit, some, you know, quite a numerous times abused.
Well, I'm one of them, yeah.
Cheated on, damn.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I've been hit.
Yeah, sorry. But you found a way to leave.
Yeah, you leave.
Some people still remain.
Some people stay. That's
because they've given, this is all they know. They've given their whole life to this thing. And the guy still just keeps on being messed up, man. Jada is just, she reeks of toxicity. I don't want to lie.
And I found it interesting that your opinion on the matter is to say that Will is weak. I'm interested to know why you would describe
it as weak. She's repeatedly humiliated him in public. I mean, she will give an interview and still mull and cry over Tupac or whatever. She's repeatedly, even without post this hitting thing, I think she has said something, please check for me, something like,
Was there physical abuse in the relationship?
I don't know. I've never seen any reported. I've never seen any articles on, and I've been invested in their relationship at some point. Are you saying he's weak because of his gender?
Kid.
But are you saying
August,
he's weak?
Nelsina.
August. No.
Yes.
Oh,
but are you
guys
saying he's weak because he's a man?
Him.
Are you saying he's weak because he's a man?
No, because dude, you're in a situation whereby this person is toxic and has repeatedly betrayed. Because if they've been separated for 7 years,
right?
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Nah? And maybe they've got a deal of let's do this, let's do that. It's fine. You can sleep with whoever you can. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't seem to have tried to even keep it between the two of them because it's always coming out that, she's saying X and Y. She slept with so and so and so. Meanwhile, Will is still there. To the point where you've separated from this person. Why would you walk up to a person and slap a Chris Rock and put your career on the line, which subsequently has teka-teka'd? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For this person who you've been separated from.
Just the other time,
she was sleeping with your son's friend.
How did she announce it? What was it?
It's an interview. It's out there. Yeah, okay. Go check it out. It's online.
Is it a visual interview or just an article Q&A?
Visual interview. Fact checker, please give them the facts.
She broke the news on People's Magazine on an interview that she's having with People's Magazine.
Is it?
Yes. So she did state that they are not divorced, but they have been separated for approximately 67 years.
But I think it has nothing to do with any of us, though. I mean, just think about it. How are we faffing over the intricate personal details of two human beings that have decided they're doing life together? That's their problem.
Where are we?
But one...
It's got nothing to do with us.
But come on, guys.
To a certain extent. But remember, all of this thing has always unfolded in front of us.
This is true.
So we are kind of invested in everything that happens in that relationship. You know,
this is true.
So openly of whatever that's happening, you know. Therefore, it's like when you speak out, you must be waiting there for whatever opinions that people are going to say.
Of course.
And at the end of the day, I feel like with them, also, there's two ways.
Mm-hmm.
They had decisions, right? They made and said, okay, maybe they were protecting the family. Mm-hmm. Like, let's protect our kids. Let's stay together. Because you remember those dynamics of how people will still be together. Let's still pose, you know, out there as a couple, as a husband and wife. So, but now I want to listen to this thing and see, because I don't know the whole announcement of the 7 years, but I'm just speculating on what could be.
What the dynamics might be. What if it's a simple case of two individuals that have removed their emotions from the situation, they haven't moved on to other romantic partners, but they've decided, we have decided that we're going to monetize our relationship and our union, and we've built this empire. Mm. Now we're just going to run a business. So they're running a content empire on their own life story.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So if they haven't, what if it's just that simple? What if they haven't moved on to other romantic partners? And now in this separation,
well, maybe
there's nothing
they
to officiate.
They just hide it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because we don't know the details, guys.
Yeah,
true. We don't know.
I'm a disgruntled Will Smith fan because I'm like, damn, now I'm going to be deprived of Will Smith because he decided to defend the honor of Jada. But they've long separated. And
it's the mother of his children. Maybe that's what it's just, I'm just defending the mother of my children.
Or maybe you were just projecting.
That's a good point.
Maybe you're just projecting from a place of knowing that within you would not be able to handle and tolerate such embarrassment. Maybe it's embarrassing for you, but maybe he's not embarrassed. Maybe he's damn, like, yo, that's that. Yeah, maybe you're projecting because it makes you feel uncomfortable. They seem to be okay with it. Maybe we're just projecting ourselves on them.
Maybe, but
because I can't imagine myself in a relationship like that. So I would probably have something not so positive to say about that setup.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm projecting. See, yes. Because I can't imagine myself
in
like
that situation.
Yeah.
And in that situation.
I could
so maybe
never separate from
that's why maybe you say weak.
And play pretense.
And play pretend.
It's wild. I can't.
Live my best life
I can't.
And live it publicly.
So we are projecting.
Yeah.
Because we can't see ourselves doing that.
Yeah. 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 I can't. Yeah. I don't want to lie, man.
Yeah.
And even if I do agree to it, and I don't think so.
I guess it last
I don't think I'll be at the Grammys, at the Oscars, you know, wilding out like Will Smith did. You
yeah,
know
that
what
was
I mean?
Crazy.
But you make a valid point that she is a mother, after all, of his children.
Yeah.
And his kids are watching that going, Dad, aren't you going to do something? Or say something.
Yeah.
You see, I would have said something. Maybe not a slap, because you have to be tactful as well. On any other day, someone says anything about my family members at a braai, they can catch hands. But at the Oscars, maybe not. I'd be more tactful. You know what I mean?
Bro,
and so maybe
there was nothing
also
no tactics to even be practiced for me. There was nothing to be practiced there. Just laugh along. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, move
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, but I've thrown ice buckets at people for speaking badly on my kids, my family. I've thrown ice buckets. Sometimes things do get violent. I even put a video out to say, I am fucking Will Smith. I'll fuck you up.
Mm.
Like, now we'll handle it.
Ooh.
Like, don't come at my family like
that.
Yeah,
we've seen you, Dineo. We've
don't
seen
come
you.
At my family like that. Like, don't. Like, please don't. You don't know
family,
us.
Man.
You're not part of us. Mm. Don't get involved with us. Just be a spectator. Keep it moving. Like, don't come at us. Don't.
Otherwise, you'll run ice buckets over them.
Yeah. And I like because.
If they fuck with your family, she'll run a car over you. What's next?
Big ups to Tyler. She got nominated.
Tyler Water.
No.
Which?
Yes.
Water. Oh, for Water. Yes. 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 Yes.
Love that song.
You love that song.
Love that song.
So she got, she made it to the Billboard Top 100. And this is after Miriam Makeba. But the last South African woman to be there was Miriam Makeba. And this was like 50 years ago, over 50 years ago.
It was Brahim Masekela for Crazy that the Grass.
So, no, but female.
That
female.
Is so
female.
Yeah, she's the,
okay,
yeah,
the first African
the first Brahim. Yeah.
For Water. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. For this song?
Yes, for Water.
For this song?
Yes.
That's
she made it.
It's crazy, right?
She made it.
That's bloody. For Water?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, shout out to Tyler.
That's such
man.
A bloody.
Beautiful. Shout out to Tyler.
That's amazing.
That is massive.
And Vienna. That's bloody dope. That's bloody dope. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Is this where we call it a rap?
I think so.
I think so too. We're ending it on a high note
and
with
we'll
Tyler.
Shout out to Black Coffee as well. History.
Yeah.
History. Madison Garden Square.
Yeah. At this rate, I can't wait for Mac.
Sorry.
Mac has come back.
Is Mac calling? Bring.
We're fanging up. Are we going to connect him or should
no.
I?
Put him on speaker.
Just last speaker here.
Hey, Bangwe. Enda, who the chill is there, bro? We're still shooting the show. What's going on, bro, in New York?
Oh, I just landed, dog. I was just landed.
Landed
in Ortambo. All right, cool, man. All right, you wanted to say something?
No. Judy said I must call her. She sent me a voice note saying I must call her, so that's why I'm calling.
I think.
Okay. No, you'll update us when you get back, man, you know, about New York and all.
Okay, cool.
Nice one, famo. Our Mac is not even prepared. He's thinking.
Shame. He sounds so tired.
He's tired, Shem. Yeah. It was a personal thing.
We're literally like wrapping up on two high notes because also him, I'm happy for him for like this progressive way of working of his. It's just absolutely
man,
fucking
like,
phenomenal.
Bro, like,
so amazing to watch.
On Tyler on things. Charlamagne the God, he posted.
Together. When I saw that,
even
I was like,
really
oh.
Idiots.
And he's on their podcast, right?
Yeah. Bro.
Really idiots.
I was like, wow.
I love it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yay. I love it. All of it.
can't wait. Dini, thanks. Yeah. Thank you for
thanks for having me.
Thank you held so it down.
I will. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Chillers, I'm out.
Bye.
Before we bounce, tomorrow I'm dropping a song, guys.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to play it now.
Is this your second drop?
Check it
for
out.
The year?
Second drop for
so,
the year.
For the year,
right?
Yeah.
It drops today, now.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday. Today's Thursday.
Yes.
It drops tomorrow. It's called Lonely Nights. Myself, Anga Thiago, North, K-Soul,
yes.
RSA.
Yes.
It's going to be a big song, man. It's going to be a hit. It's a beautiful song, man. It's called Lonely Nights. Nice. Enjoy it. Here's a lyrical video.
Hold on. Can I please just ride on this, right?
Yeah.
Can I ride on this?
Yeah, ride.
So I'm like disrupting the sneaker game, right? Just go check out my sneaker store. Anxy.store, ANXY.store. Check out if you like it. If you do, cop it. And also this grandeur is nice. I'm out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Check it out. Anxy. Peace.
Always on the go, lying coast to coast, city to city. You always feel